the council are relaunching our website, donegalcocowinterweather.ie, and for this year we've included a number of sort of enhancements. First of all, we've improved our tweeting on Twitter that's linked to the website, so you can now see what we're doing any particular night. And we've also linked it to an interactive map where people can look on the website and see what routes we're salting tonight, and also things like tips for winter driving, and also where we've placed stockpiles of sand for the public to use.
And I suppose as part of the general road safety issue, you would almost hope that people may access this website before a journey, as part of their journey almost.
That's principally the reason for it. If people are concerned on some nights, that they can look with the mobile devices we have now, smartphones, etc. They can follow us on Twitter. They can say, well, you know, what is the weather going to be like now? And they can see what the conditions are out there. But like, ultimately, I suppose while these technological things are useful, the main message we'd like to give to the public is to slow down when they see bad weather at night. And also to sort of do the practical things that are on our website, the links that are given for tips for driving in winter, like checking your tyres and your lights.
It's imperative, though, is it not, that this service is regularly updated, because the wrong information could be counterproductive.
Absolutely, and like what we do, and we have that cautionary point on the website, is that we update it on a daily basis, but conditions can change out there. And so even if a road has been gritted, there can be showers subsequent to it being gritting. There can be showers overnight, and then a road still may be slippy.
As it relates to general preparations for the winter, is the council well equipped to deal with any cold spells?
We're as well equipped as we've ever been. We've increased the amount of routes we're doing this year by approximately 100 kilometres. We have 19 lorries and approximately 50 staff available for carrying out winter service. So within the county we have over 7,500 tons of salt capacity. So, and then we have access to national supplies as well beyond that. So we feel we're fairly well equipped. Now we did have a fairly mild but long winter last year, and so far the winter this year has been fairly mild, but hopefully it'll stay that way.